ho, ho, Merry Rudemas, this is Santa Claus, and I'm here with the Rude Boys. Give it away, boys.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Santa. Special guest Santa Claus, everybody, coming straight from the North Pole. Everyone is impressed. Everyone.
Even the crickets.
Hello, Rude Nation. This is Sherm. What's up? Welcome to the Rude Boys Gamecast. I'm Sherm.
I'm Tom. I'll only say my name once.
We've got a very festive holiday treat.
We did.
This podcast.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Already off to a great start. We're just filled with holiday cheer because Santa Claus has blessed us with his presence. Absolutely. And he left. He left as soon as he showed up. It's crazy. He
turned his little nose and he went right back up the chimney.
Turned his nose?
Yeah, it's like from Night Before Christmas. He turned and he pressed his nose and he went right up the chimney. Look it up! Look it up!
All right. Who's in your mouth?
Mr. Miller High Life.
Okay.
As per usual.
A Rude Boy's standard.
Damn right.
A Rude Boy's standard. It's a Rude Boy's champagne beers.
Champagne.
I don't know how many times you have to express this to you people. It's the champagne of beers. It is also $8 for a 12-pack at 7-Eleven. I have actually got one on deck, but right now what I am drinking is a mango iced tea from Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
There you go.
It's good, man.
All right.
Clink it up. Clink and thud.
It's like my love life.
Oh, Lord.
Clink and thud.
Now that shenanigan's out of the way.
Oh, so many more shenanigans coming.
Blitzkrieg?
Blitzkrieg! Alright, we got the Spider-Man animated movie.
We should have reorganized this, but let's go.
Spider-Man animated movie?
Yeah, this happened the fucking night. The trailer came out the night after we finished recording last episode. So it's like, go figure. And we were talking about Spider-Man stuff before that. This, to be honest, is like the best thing Sony could do with this franchise.
Absolutely.
Make it animated. You can do whatever the fuck you want now, because now it's clear you got Miles Morales running up in the mix. And if they want to introduce the Spider-Verse, boom, there you go. Like, every year, pump out an ad. I mean, I'm sure it takes millions of dollars and
I don't know. XDC, they pump those fuckers
that's
out.
True. Well, that's sell. Yeah, no, that's true. But like, if they wanted to do that, then all power to them, sure. Man. This is the best thing they can do with the Spider-Man franchise or shared franchise, whatever, because then they can keep making that Marvel money. It's still Spider-Man, which, by the way, the logo, I love that Spider-Man logo.
Yeah,
like I grew
really
up
good.
With the animated series one.
Okay,
it's all
yeah.
kind of jagged and shit, but like this nice clean swoop.
Sure,
Spider-Man,
sure, yeah.
I love that. What are your thoughts, Tom?
I think it looks really like nice and
yeah.
clean. It's a new direction, which
yep.
I'm really like, you know, gung-ho for.
Yep.
It does seem like they're going to be skipping the whole, like, Ultimate Universe thing, which is where
that's
Miles Morales
fine.
Came
well, I mean,
from.
They can dive in. Well, I mean, it looks like that's what the case is, because, like, I just saw the trailer again recently. There's a shot of him at a gravestone, and it's two names with a P, so it's dealing with, in the Marvel Universe, where Ultimate Spider-Man comes from, Miles Morales Spider-Man comes from, Peter Parker dies.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
when he assumes the role of the Spider-Man. And then he got mixed into the 616 universe.
Yeah. Funny thing about that,
mm-hmm.
when they first killed off Ultimate Peter Parker,
right?
So many like news sites
uh-huh.
worded it, Marvel's killing off Peter Parker.
Well, of course, that's
holy
clickbait. Yeah, that's some clickbait shit right
it
there.
Went,
and don't get me wrong, they did.
Yeah,
not the
yeah, but the internet
one.
Was like, holy what? No,
y'all a bunch of puppets. Y'all a bunch of puppets.
I fell for it, so I'm a puppet too.
All right, what else we got?
We got technical difficulties. We got
not very much newsworthy, but
yeah, we got Street Fighter 30th
knife?
Anniversary collection.
This also came up earlier, right after we recorded. Capcom's making a new version of Street Fighter, Tom. Did you hear about this?
Again?
Yeah, again. Well, what this is compiling 12 different versions of Street Fighter, all right? Get a load of this. You got Street Fighter, the Ridge,
okay.
right? It's crappy. I don't know if you've ever played it. It's
no,
garbage.
Never.
It's absolute garbage. The
yeah.
original Street Fighter...
I've played it.
I don't believe you.
You believe all you want. All
right. Four versions of Street Fighter 2. So, classic.
Okay.
Championship Edition, okay. which introduced the boss fights,
right.
the boss fighters, Hyper Fighting, which for Super Nintendo people, it's Turbo.
Right.
So
right.
it's just faster and more colors. And Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Okay.
I feel like it's Super Street Fighter. But anyway, which is basically the four new challengers, Cammy, DJ, Feilong, and T-Hawk.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch, I still got it. And Akuma, and Super Moves, and all that shit. Okay?
Nice, nice.
Got those.
Okay.
You've got three versions of Street Fighter Alpha.
Nice.
Alpha, Street Fighter Alpha, the first one. Street Fighter Alpha 2? I don't remember the subtitle.
I think it's Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Yeah.
I don't think there are subtitles.
I feel like, okay, but then, so then you also got the three versions of Street Fighter 3, which okay. is, I think, First Strike, Second Impact, and Third
Strike. I think it's Third Strike.
Okay, so maybe First something. It's the yeah. Third Strike, yeah, Third Strike sounds right. But anyway, so you got...
Because Third Strike's the version I played.
Right, so you got all those things up in one package. It's like $40.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I'll buy it. Hey. You kick my ass 12 times, and then I'll regret purchasing it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I got my boner pants for it.
Okay. Awesome. Boner pants.
Yep. All
right.
So, we got the Ready Player One trailer, which does look very cool. It does come at a time that... Retro is very popular now.
Right, yes.
I dig it because, I mean, I dug it really because I was watching the trailer. I was like, oh shit, there's Tracer from Overwatch.
Right.
That's fucking badass.
I'm not gonna lie, I popped when I saw the Gundam.
Okay.
And, yeah, I have a history with Gundam that, you know,
yeah,
isn't, you know, I could talk about it, but sure. it's not Blitzkrieg newsworthy. I'm very hesitant.
It is going to be very, this is shoved down your throat.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a fun movie, though. I'm going
to
watch it.
I've heard mixed to bad things about the source material.
Okay.
And to be completely fair, I would like to make my own judgment call, mm-hmm. but that involves me reading something, and you all know my thoughts on that. But, yeah, especially if it's going to be... I don't listen to audiobooks. I barely listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to my own at least 3 times. You all should download it and listen to it 3 times.
This makes one of us.
Slit your throat.
All right.
Don't even fucking download any of these. These are all views, bro.
We got that Venom movie stuff. Legit, like... Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff floating and then a lot of shit that's like... It's fan-made. I got caught with one.
Right.
I gave it to you, and you're like, yeah, it's a cute fan-made thing, and I'm rewatching it. I was like, oh, son of a bitch, those are scenes from the movie Locke.
But,
oh, mother effer.
Right, but...
I got caught.
So you were mentioning something, like, at a Comic-Con or some shit, like, in Brazil or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, people were handing out Venom t-shirts.
Right.
And... I immediately went to, like, the official Twitter and Facebook, and they didn't mention anything about it, so right. I thought it was bullshit. But now there's more and more verified accounts that those things are legitimate. And it's just, like, a shirt with, like, a Lethal Protector art-style Venom, and it says, like, We Are Venom or something.
Okay.
It's super basic, but, like, this might have some sort of credence. But, again, nothing official has been coming out, which is weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? It's still something that I think is 2018?
I think so.
All right, but...
I think that's what they're shooting for.
Gotcha.
So, well, next thing on the docket.
This is going, man. This is going.
We got Brock Lesnar to play Ivan Drago's son in Creed 2. Yo, I am down on this.
Are you really?
Hell yeah. Yo, that is awesome casting.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
I know your thoughts on Brock Lesnar, but, that's
pretty fucking cool. I love the Rocky movies. The
right,
Rocky
yeah.
movies are my all-time favorite
I put this on really
movie.
For you. I haven't really
and
been a Rocky person.
Creed was phenomenal
right.
for various different reasons.
Sure.
And
all right.
And this is cool. As long as he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
If you could have Dolph Lundgren like be his mouthpiece, that or bring Paul Heyman in as his mouthpiece.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That would be cool too. I'd be down for
that. But that's pretty cool casting. And that's pretty big cuz I know Creed, I know the Rocky movies were kind of like slipping until like what Rocky Balboa or whatever the hell,
yeah.
the reboot or whatever.
Right.
And then Creed. So
Creed
you know,
was phenomenal.
Right.
If you guys have not watched Creed yet, definitely get on that shit. That
I wonder,
really
is the robot coming back, though? Paulie's robot.
Moving along. Disney has officially...
Tommy, no sell, everybody.
Disney has officially purchased Fox.
Yes, all right, geez, the friggin' elephant in the fucking newsroom right now. Shit. Well, all right, we need to, because that was a clickbaity sort of thing. They've purchased assets from 20th Century Fox. They didn't buy Fox outright. Right, Fox still has, I believe, like, their news channels and shit.
Right, whatever. Right.
But they purchased the 20th Century.
The Marvel stuff.
Well, the Marvel stuff. Simpsons, fucking Family Guy, Aliens, Predator, Avatar. Yep. Like, all those Fox properties are now under the Disney umbrella, which is kind of insane because, like, you know, there's some things that it's like, wow, that doesn't, you know, jive too well. Like, what's going to happen here? Like, there's a conflict of interest. But, like, also it's like, yeah, fucking X-Men and the MCU.
I know. Which, God, I hope.
Which, and then there was also news that they're okay with doing some R-rated films.
That's right, fanboys. Your little butts don't have to be hurt no more. Look at that.
Right, so, because, I mean, they have to know that money was made when Deadpool 1 first came out. And it was, like, the best, the highest grossing R-rated film. Like, there's a reason for that, because it was well done, it didn't pull any punches, and it, you know, stuck to the source material as best as it could. So, hopefully they don't, you know, kind of Disney it up or whatever, and they just let those bodies of works continue doing what they're doing. Sure. Because also Logan was R-rated. Logan was high, was critically acclaimed, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was R-rated.
Logan was so good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's pretty great. We're gonna huge. Hopefully hear more Disney things. To be honest though, they gotta do something with Infinity War. Like at that point, like that's like the tipping point.
Well, I mean I told you what my brother like would that. Love to see. Like
introduce some like a from a portal. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So we have first ever for WWE is a Women's Royal Rumble.
Yes, this was announced on a recent episode of Monday Night Raw. That, and there was many rumblings online. Rumblings. That there is going to be an all-woman Royal Rumble match. And that's great.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just don't put it on the pre-show.
No, well, yeah, I can't. don't botch it up like you did the first Women's Money in the Bank.
Right, because
that was
right.
That was a little bit of a
that was a shit show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when we get closer to the Royal Rumble, we'll talk about it more. Like, I was looking at I'm curious if they're going to do a 30-person, or I don't even know why I'm saying person, 30-woman Royal Rumble.
Sure, yeah. Because I would like, I mean, Raw, you know, I think Raw and SmackDown have at least 10.
Yeah, it's like, I looked at the rosters, yeah. It's like, between the both of them, it's 20. It's like 11 and 9, one person's injured, you got the two champions, like...
Sure.
There's stuff like that, you could pull up call-ups, you can have people like Trish Stratus or Beth Phoenix make an appearance.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So, NXT, this should be pretty cool. Like you said, the call-ups. I hope they do, like, their own... Like, because the Royal Rumble is a special match. It's a lot of fun. And watching people from past show up, or one-off guys come in, and I hope they do the same magic... with the women's
Royal Rumble. Here.
But if they do that, then it'll be like, oh my god, Trish Stratus shows up. And then it's like, who gives a fuck that Kevin Nash is in the Royal Rumble? You know what I mean?
Right,
so like,
they
might step on each other's toes. Like, who knows?
Sure.
But there's still got to be more details. Maybe they're not going to be 30. Maybe it's going to be 25.
Right,
20.
Right.
Who knows?
It's the first one. And
exactly,
let's see.
Yeah. So
they could all start in the ring at the same time, like the way the first one started.
Right.
So stick it with the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
We got Red Dragon, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly beat the NXT champion Sanity for the NXT titles on just a random episode of NXT, which is huge.
Team Red Dragon is Tommy's boys.
They are.
You didn't realize that.
They're really good. They're really good.
They're members of, what is it, Undisputed Era? On NXT?
Yes. Yep.
Which, yeah, if the members of the Rude Nation remember, we were talking about them at the wrestling themed podcast a couple episodes ago, and they won the first ever WWE War Games match, which was on NXT TakeOver War Games, and they're kind of on a roll.
Yeah.
That whole trio of people.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, one more little wrestling tidbit.
All right.
Vince McMahon has sold $500 million worth of WWE shares to bring back the XFL.
All right, this okay.
No, it's true.
What he's doing, he's financing his own company. There go the notes. he's financing his own company called Alpha Entertainment, and via Alpha Entertainment, he's bringing up back the XFL. So you make it seem like he's just taking this money for this thing. He's taking this money for this thing. Oh, and then this thing is also producing that.
It's gonna fail.
It absolutely is.
It's gonna fail.
Vince McMahon has the biggest Napoleon complex for someone who's a fucking billionaire, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, dude, he is good at wrestling promotion, but he wants to be super mainstream
guy, everything.
Absolutely, yeah. And hey, don't get me wrong, with a name like Alpha Entertainment, it's kind of hard to show where you stand, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
But yeah, whatever, dude. Like, I watched that first game.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a shit show.
It'll be a shit show.
Absolutely.
Vinny, what are you doing, Vinny?
Yeah. Alright, so apparently the Soul Calibur 6 was announced at the Game Awards.
Not apparently, it was.
I didn't know that.
I know, yeah.
Shit, I didn't even know the Game Awards were on, first of all.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about a lot of the Game Awards stuff. We just really wanted to get... I really wanted to see what Tommy thought about the Death Stranding trailer.
Yeah.
And we all got that, but something that did happen, and I know Tom's a fighting game fan, is Soul Calibur 6 got announced.
Yeah.
And the only people who were revealed for it so far is the series standards, Mitsurugi and Sophitia.
Okay.
Which is basically samurai guy and a Greek goddess lady. And
I can't wait to get some shitty Tekken character.
Yoshimitsu. You're gonna be Yoshimitsu. But who knows, because that was a rumor that was going on, that there was going to be a Nintendo Switch version that, as of now, hasn't been announced, and it was going to have some exclusive characters. So they was going to bring that back, which that was cool. Like, the last Soul Calibur game I really dove into was Soul Calibur 2.
Sure.
Playing as my boy Link, who had the cheapest knockout throw, and I don't care, because I won matches. But guest characters were kind of then the thing at that point, because I think in 3 you had...
Yeah, well, let's going back to Soul Calibur 2.
Okay.
PlayStation got to shit.
They had Heihachi. Well, really? You had Spawn from Xbox.
That's awesome.
Is it?
That, yo. Right. Dude, I would... My only gripe about it was that there was no cape.
Well, sure, yeah, that was... I'm guessing hard to animate. But, like, okay, so then in Soul Calibur 4, you had Darth Vader and Yoda.
Which is cool.
I think in Soul Calibur 5, you had Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed. Yeah, they play fast and loose with their third-party characters. Awesome. Or, you know what I mean?
Great. I can't wait to get Paul Phoenix. Yeah.
Just name and Tekken characters, fucking... bro. Well, you know, Tekken's got a lot of a lot of side characters, a lot of guest characters. They got Geese Howard from Fatal Fury. They got Akuma. They got Noctis from Final Fantasy.
I'm drinking.
15. What's next on the fucking list, then?
Nintendo Power is back.
Nintendo Power is back, baby, in podcast form.
Ooh, we have competition. Oh, yeah. We will crush you, Nintendo Power. Yeah, your puny god.
You know what? The first episode came out. This is big because that brand has been away and dormant for some time since the final issue several years ago. And, I mean, there was some, like, you know, the different podcasts try to replace it, different magazines try to replace it. But, like, that name alone just has, like, such a geek... It's a pinnacle of geek and gaming...
Sure.
Magazine-dom, if you will. Like it was, yeah, it was absolute Nintendo propaganda, 110%.
No. But,
yeah, name like Nintendo Power.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The shit you said.
I'm sorry to break this to you.
They never announced, like, you know, if the same game was coming out on, like, Sony or Xbox.
No, of course not. No. They lived in their own ecosystem.
They never did. No. Wow.
God damn it.
Fucking prick monkeys. We will crush your Nintendo Power.
Well, the podcast is very professional sounding. It's pretty cool. It's done by couple guys from Treehouse. Yeah, totally. This is absolutely professional sounding. Drink, drink, drink.
It's not the first time he's made that gurgle sound.
Tonight, anyway.
Oh.
Is that it? What do we got?
That's it, baby.
That's it. Blitzkrieg News all
day. That is the fastest Blitzkrieg News we have done.
Record it, baby. Record it.
Put that on a t-shirt. Smoke it.
Oh, God. That's not a catchphrase.
Eh.
What you been up to, Tommy?
Tapping out on Metroid. That's what I've been up to. Yeah. Metroid has gotten the best of me. It's gonna go on the shelf.
Oh, that's a shame.
I tried. I tried real hard.
You did.
I'm just no good.
That's all right. I'm just fine.
No good.
That's fine.
And honestly, just been watching Christmas movies because it's the season.
I gotcha. So
But yeah, just stuck in section 3.
Okay.
Can't find anything, and
all right.
I'm tired of falling into lava and dying.
Okay. And to be fair, this was your first traditional Metroid game.
It was.
Right? So, I mean, that's something I did not really vet you for. I didn't know that was the case.
I had fun, regardless.
All right.
And that's all that matters.
So, what are we going to... Because I beat the game. I was playing on hard mode.
You can spoil away.
I mean, there's nothing really to spoil about it.
Okay.
There's a boss fight at the end where it's like... I mean, again, if you don't know the franchise...
You fight Mother Brain?
No, actually, you don't.
Really?
Don't fight Mother Brain in this one.
Wow.
Tom's impressed.
Way to strike Tommy from knows what so. You know.
Well, this was a remake of the second Metroid game, so they were like, all right, let's introduce a new bad guy or whatever.
All right. Cool. Oh, I did pick up a new game, but instantly dropped it.
What was that?
WWE Mayhem.
Oh, you did! I gave you a week on that.
It was hot garbage.
Was it now?
Yeah, like, I would hit someone, and they would hit me, and then all of a sudden, probably about 45 seconds later, I would see their hit points go off when I'm already dead, and I'm like...
Oh, fantastic.
Are you kidding? Uninstall.
Fantastic.
Like, I wanted to like it.
Right. Really, oh, I know. Yeah, man. I know. I know how you are with mobile games.
Yeah. What have you been up to, my friend?
Oh, my God.
I just...
May I see the notes, please? Alrighty.
Guy doesn't know what he's been up to.
I put a lot of stuff
has
in
it... Here.
It's been a while. Some time... Since I remembered what I did. You know what? So we're getting close to the end of the year.
Okay.
We got the 2017 best things of the thing of the thing. Working title. Gonna come up with a better name.
We got a lot of working titles right
now. The Rudies. Call them the Rudies.
Rudies.
But so what I've been trying to do is go up and finish and also beat a lot of games that I have had kind of just kicking around. So one of those games that I started up. The day before I picked up Super Mario Odyssey, like, who would have thought I'd drop this game like a bad habit, was The Mummy Demastered.
You have so much fun with that game.
I was, but then I stopped because of Mario.
Okay.
And then I came back to it.
Okay.
And I was having some issues, but I got over those issues because it's played like a Metroid-style game. So once you start getting more upgrades and shit, you get a little more powerful, you get a little more...
Nope.
What?
Oh, okay, fine. You said Metroid, I checked out.
Oh, God. I'm glad we can have a conversation.
No, I was listening.
You're paying attention. You're playing with this fucking Spider-Man toy.
Topical.
It is topical. So, and it's gotten better. The music is awesome, man. The art is cool. Like, I like it. It plays almost like a Castlevania game.
Okay.
But you're like a soldier, you know what I mean? So instead of whips and knives and shit, you're fucking, you got rocket launchers and shit, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of cool.
Okay.
If there's like a demo or something, I'd say try it out.
Sure.
I did actually beat this game. All right, so there's a lot of cheap, this won't be up your alley. There's a lot of cheap, you hit a boss, you hit like an enemy or something, you run into him or whatever, and it takes so much life away, okay? At the point you got to start just like grinding to get health,
Right, yep.
I fought the boss, right? The boss glitched and just froze there. But I was still there shooting it. Bah, 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 bah.
Take
I fucking
win.
Took it. Take yeah, because it. Out of all the cheap hits it got on me in the entire game, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to stand here, rocket launch your face. Boom.
Now, do you think there are people that would go back and be like, that's not the way I want it to be?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
They're fools.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Take the W, guys.
Exactly.
Take the W. I also went back to the Stranger Things game for iOS or Android also.
Sure.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
it kind of
cool.
Ended like...
Oh, it did?
Yeah, well, it was like, huh, all right. So, but it felt weird because I assumed you would have unlocked all like the main characters from Stranger Things. You would have unlocked 11. Actually, 11 is a secret character. And also Max. I think what they did was they updated the game after season 2.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's
to include Max. But I assumed you would have unlocked 11 because like every little quote-unquote dungeon area, you unlock one of the kids.
Yeah.
It's like you start off as a Hopper and you're, you find Lucas and Will and all the other guys. Dustin. And I assumed 11 would have been the last character, but you actually have to get her. She's a secret character.
You have to pay for her.
No, you know, you just gotta find Eggos, actually. Gotta find Eggos and go to the box and then deposit the Eggos and then she shows up. It's actually pretty cool. That's and it's a really cool throwback game. Like, it's 16, 32-bit sort of look.
I did dig the look. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
If it had, like, traditional controls, I would love it a lot more. But, like, the whole tapping and dragging, clicking and moving, like, I didn't like that at
all. Mobile games are not your bag.
Yeah. I mean, if I had, like, a Bluetooth controller, maybe, but, eh, it's all good. I also am looking at the notes. I played Monument Valley 2. Monument Valley is a series where it's like these really, like, they look like M.C. Escher paintings. You know, like the stairs that are like going to each other. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes. Okay.
It's something similar to that, and then you can like either rotate the field or kind of change elevation or whatever.
Okay.
And basically, you got to get this one little character from one end of the room to the other, and you gotta just kind of like it changes with perspective and stuff. It's pretty cool. The sequel had like a bit of a story involved, and it was a nice story, nothing groundbreaking or anything like that, but it was kind of a fun distraction. So those are the games that I've been. Oh, one more actually. I played and beat a game in a day, and it's called Mom Hid My Game. And it's on the Nintendo Switch right now. It came out very recently ago. It was also on phones.
Okay.
It's made by this uber Japanese company that is, like, completely, like, Englished up. Like, I think on the Android store, it's called, like, Hidden by My Mom, the Game, or something like that. Like, okay. And they just present you these, like, little room puzzles. And you just have to find your, like, it's like a DS or something. You have to find the DS and the thing. And if your mom catches you, then you have to start over. Or something happens. Like, it's so weird. Like, there'll be these pots, and you tap them to break them to find the DS. And then there's a snake in it, and the snake bites you, and then you have to start over.
That's bad parenting.
Well, yeah, but it's, like, so, it's so bonkers, and it's so cute. Like, I think on iPhone, it was, like, 99 cents or something like that.
Okay.
So, if it's, like, free or something, I would definitely say, hey, give it a shot. Because you bang it out in, like, a half an hour at most. I'm serious.
This is me we're talking about.
You can, I mean, even if you just played a couple of the rooms or whatever, you'll get the idea.
Right. Okay.
And if that's enough to keep you going, then by all means. I think the Switch game has a couple new rooms, but it's more or less kind of the same as the phone versions.
Right, okay.
So, but still, that's pretty cool. Also been playing Framed 2. Framed is a game where it's like a, it's kind of like a noir, like you're trying to chase a criminal, or you are the criminal and you're running away, and the premise is that it's played off as like comic book panels, okay, and things happen in the comic book panels from, like, you know, left to right, or from, you know, top to bottom, whatever it is, and you can rearrange the panels in order to, you know, get over an obstacle or sneak past a guard. It's pretty cool. The Frame 2 is incredibly is super difficult because they're dealing with just like different colors and stuff, and like you can actually then once your characters leave a panel, you can reuse that panel, so something may change. Like, it's pretty neat. If you can get it for free or demo or whatever, I would say give it a shot.
I'll look into it.
Man, there's a lot of games on here. Holy shit. So I was playing Battlefront 2, as you all heard last episode, and I have not picked it up since.
Good boy.
I didn't have enough time, and I was redboxing it, so at this point, I was just like, I'm going to send it back. Am I going to come back to it? There was some free DLC that came out, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if I'm gonna get back to it this year, if ever.
You shouldn't.
Sorry, Battlefront 2.
No, you're not.
Yeah, not really. But what I did get into.
Why? Because fuck EA.
Okay. But what I did get into.
Okay.
Uncharted Lost Legacy.
Yeah.
And that is some more Uncharted goodness.
Sure.
The everything looks beautiful, the vistas look beautiful. I happen to have my PS4 up on display right now, and the background is from someplace in India.
No, wasn't that your Shadow of the Colossus?
No, background? I changed it.
Why?
Because the music, I didn't like the music. I didn't like the music, it was boring, and the sound effects sucked.
You turned the music and
no, you off? Can't. I tried it.
I think. Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
That's
not how this works.
But so anyway, the game looks beautiful as always. I've had kind of some funky glitches, though.
Really?
Like, characters clipping into the screen or whatever. Oh, like, you know what clipping is, right? You just agreed with me, and then you have no idea how to explain it, as you would a child. Clipping is basically like as if I was to walk from here to the television through this table.
Oh, so
I would be clipped through Yeah, okay, Shadowcat. Oh my god.
You're phasing.
Oh my god.
You're phasing through shit.
Oh my god. But I'm not supposed to.
Right? I like making you cringe.
Oh god, cringe worthy. Yeah, but that's pretty much all I've been up to game-wise. I did pick up the... So I was talking about my love for Gundam.
Yes.
I picked up the Gundam Wing Blu-ray Collector's Edition, which is 4 Blu-ray cases. It's multiple discs. It's got the entire run of Gundam Wing, the Endless Waltz, which is like the spin-off slash sequel to Gundam Wing.
Okay.
It's like its own little thing. And then it's got some like... oh, geez, what am I... It's like... They're animated, but they're not. They're pictures, but it's just, like, voiceover or something like that. It's almost like a radio drama or something. I guess they did, like, some other spinoffs or prequels or whatever. Okay. But there's a lot of stuff, too. And the collector's edition comes with, like, art book and, like, postcards or some crap. But, like, Gundam Wing was, like, one of the anime highlights growing up for me. That's awesome. Then that led to G Gundam. And then not so much Mobile Suit Gundam because I just could not get through the jarring... Like, that's an animation switch, if I ever saw one,
right.
to start in, like, a, I believe G Gundam was, like, early 90s when it came out, maybe mid-90s, in Japan at least, and, like, fucking Mobile Suit Gundam is the 80s. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of like, to be like, oof.
That's right.
This, and as a young anime nerd, I'm like, wow, why does that look so bad? Yeah. But, I've since grown to love Gundam a little more, and, like, a Mobile Suit... I'm sorry, Gundam Dynasty Warriors was friggin' awesome. I'm still always looking for, like, a good Gundam game.
Sure,
good
yeah.
Gundam game.
See that?
But...
See that 5 times.
Good Gundam game, good Gundam game, good Gundam game, good Gundam game, good Gundam game.
Boom! Very nice!
Middle fingers up in the air.
Nice, very nice, very nice.
Woo! But yeah, I really like Gundam.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy a robot?
I do. I have a lot of Gundam figures. Somewhere. Oh, I know where they are.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
All right.
It's like, all right,
so that's all
I know. I have a lot of Gargoyle figures. I know exactly
like
where they
are. Like the Gargoyles, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love that show.
I'm more of a Darkwing Duck guy.
Okay. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion, even if it's wrong.
You shut your fucking mouth.
I like good old DWD. Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for explaining what that
means. So, we have actually watched The Last Jedi.
Yes, we did. And I know we said we were going to do something, or Tom said we were going to do something, but we didn't.
Yeah, no, we totally
did. Which is my contribution falling through.
No. It was a very weird day.
Yes. So, we saw Last Jedi.
Yeah. Dug it.
Tommy dug it instantly. Walked away happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Me, not so much, but not in a bad way. Like, it was a lot to process, and I'm sure, you know, everyone's, like, reaction to it is different, and even going into it, like, I saw for every 10 positive reviews of people I've seen on social media, like, you know, people I've gone to school with or worked with or whatever, there was only one person who did not like it, and that person was a Star Wars fan, or still is a Star Wars fan. So that was a little like, huh, like, okay, it's not unanimous.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, that's perfectly normal. And, you know, making your own opinions is the best thing you can do. And I didn't know what to think. You know what I mean? Like, I liked parts of it, and I did not like parts of it. But, like, that didn't make it a bad movie. That didn't make it a good movie.
Right.
Like, it was still something to process. It was very different.
Sure. Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I guess we're going to get into spoilers, right?
No,
or at least, not necessarily spoilers,
you don't have to.
Like, big time, but, like, you know, like, okay, so the way that the stinger of Force Awakens with Rey handing the lightsaber to Luke, and then they follow that up with Luke taking it and just chucking it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Right. Which goes into the whole theme of, like, the past must die.
Sure, yep.
But, you know, that's so early in the movie, and you're like, huh, like, okay. Yeah. A lot of it just seemed to be in reaction to... What fan, like the whole, oh, who get, like, oh, what's Snoke all about?
Right.
Oh, who cares?
Right.
He's dead. Who's Rey's parents? They're nobodies. We're getting the spoilers. I don't give a shit.
Wow. Full on spoilers. Yeah, my major issue, I mean, one of my major issues with it was Superwoman Princess Leia.
Yes. That was another thing. I think that's when I started checking out.
I was just kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so
I think the reason they did that is to show that she is force sensitive.
But they never really...
I know.
Like, the only little inklings you have of that in the original trilogy is when Leia is kind of like, yes, can sense Luke's presence
in Cloud City.
Yep. And also when Luke and Vader escape the Death Star.
Yep. Which, going on to Leia being force sensitive.
Right.
You want to talk about someone who could have very easily gone to the dark side?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Out of the whole Skywalker clan, she could have easily gone to the dark side.
Which made it seem so weird. Like, you're not... This has never been telegraphed.
Yeah.
Like, this has never been... And, I mean, don't get me wrong, because they do this with Luke, too, in the opposite way. But with Leia, like, this is never telegraphed that she's, you know... Yeah, she is Force-sensitive or whatever. She is a Skywalker, but that's not her bag. Like, yeah, she's the general. She's a
diplomat.
She's the leader. Yeah. She's, like, the head. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to, you know, force drag myself back into the ship. And, yeah, like, I survived the explosion in deep space.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
But it just seemed, like, disingenuous to the character.
Absolutely.
And also, it was kind of weird because, you know, considering real life events, with Carrie Fisher not being with us anymore,
yeah,
like, I figured that was it. And that, don't get me wrong, the way that they were presuming her to be dead was like a, okay, she went out as the captain of a ship in a blaze of glory.
Yep.
Boom. Perfect.
Nope.
The thing with Luke, and I didn't mind this as much as a lot of other people that I've read, is that this Luke in Last Jedi is not the Luke we left with in Return of the Jedi. Because, like, in this case, he's an optimist. He's, like, you know, trying to, you know, bring back the Jedi. And he's a broken man. And, because, I mean, I guess it's a situation where it's like, we haven't seen Luke in a while, so we expect him to be the same person. But, no, he's been through some shit.
Yeah.
And he's crazy, like, Yoda hermit style on the island, drinking the gross green milk out of fucking
nippies.
It was just so, like, that was also when I'm like, what am I watching?
See, someone brought up to me with Luke was the whole scene with Luke and Leia.
Right. Which was a good scene.
This person goes like this, goes, and he's not the only one that has said this. Well, when did he stop to have time to cut his hair and dye his beard? And it's like, you know what?
Did I mention this to you or no? Because I had the same thoughts.
I think you might have.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there and I'm like... And I'm like, no, the reason... And it took me a little while to, you know, process this.
Uh-huh.
I think the reason that he showed up that way,
uh-huh,
that might have been an easier way to ease Leia. Because, okay, if he showed up to her all disheveled and hermit and, like, a broken man, that would destroy her.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I think him showing up the way she remembers him was his... What was the best way for him,
yeah,
to be like, look, all will be well.
Right. Or, I mean, that is, like, his best representation of himself, too. Like, he's put together, he's ready to go.
Right.
He's, you know, homeboy's got a haircut and his beard dyed, and he doesn't look like, you know, some homeless guy,
yeah,
right outside of Penn Station,
yeah,
but...
And I'm like, really, I'm like, that's a lot of people's hang-ups. I was like...
I'm not gonna lie. If it didn't pay off in the way that it did...
Sure.
I would have been super bugged. Because,
right,
I'm like, what? Like, this is a,
sure,
multi-million dollar movie, and no one can be just like, wait a minute, Luke didn't look like this the last time we saw him. But I'm glad it paid off the way it did.
Sure.
And it did make sense. I also heard that in that scene, Luke leaves no footprints.
Oh, so...
Which I would have to see in a second.
So you don't see the Earth turning red.
Exactly, yeah, because they make that really...
Okay.
Did you see... there was a meme I saw kicking around. So there's a scene, they go to this not ice planet, but
salt.
It's a salt planet.
Spoiler.
And one of the soldiers, like, puts his hand on it.
At first I thought it was blood. I was like, homeboy, what?
Yeah, exactly,
doing?
Yeah, because apparently when, like, anything leaves a mark on the untouched salt... It turns red, which is like their way of making
carbon
it all
footprint.
Or making it all bloody without getting bloody. You know what I mean? And so because this is what I would do if I was on an alien world, I would just touch it and put it to my mouth, and
sure,
then say, you know, it's salt.
Sure.
But so the meme I saw was that it was a picture of the Earth with the guy's hand on it, and it said the Star Wars fan base,
and he put it up to his mouth and he says, it's salt. It was very funny.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, God, we're getting them going on fanboys
again.
Yeah,
you really just did.
That's my bad.
Star Wars fan base, shut the fuck up. That's all.
We all know what you think about that.
Just...
You can have your own opinions.
You're a bunch of...
You gotta realize...
You're a bunch of entitled, whiny pussies.
You gotta realize it's a... Okay, that's like half our audience.
If you feel like you can do better...
Oh, boy.
Do better. By all means, please. I want to see you do better than Mr. Rian Johnson. Go right ahead. And I can't wait for episode 9 to come out with J.J. Abrams doing it and all of you pissing and moaning again like a bunch of entitled brats. That's all I gotta say.
It was an impromptu Tom soapbox.
You started it.
I did. That was my bad. It was like saying Beetlejuice 3 times.
It really was.
I got your blood boiling about fanboys.
Dude, I was sitting there. I was just like, okay, here we go.
I've warmed up to the movie, though.
Sure.
I'm going to have to see it again. I'm going to have to see it again. Not anytime soon.
Sure.
But, you know, because now that I know what to expect, I can kind of put my gripes aside and just kind of enjoy it. But it's going to take some time. And what helped was, I'm going to say that the fan reaction kind of helped. Because that I feel like that brought out a lot of intelligent conversation about what was good about the movie and what was legitimately bad about the movie. And that helped me kind of understand and cope better about it. But I'm warmed up to it. I got to see it again to actually give it a good review or whatever. Sure, yeah. Rogue One is still tops.
Empire.
Oh, yeah, shit. Empire. If we're talking about saga, then Empire.
100%. Yeah, no, Rogue One was real good.
You know what's coming out in 2018?
The Han Solo movie?
Yeah. But everything.
Yeah.
Because we got that 2018 hype.
Woo!
Yeah, you sound fucking enthused as shit.
Yeah, well, we already went through this, remember?
Yeah, we did. We had to go through this to get all the names and dates because we're idiots and we didn't really prepare that great. But we got going on right now. So we are hyped for 2018. 2018 is going to be a stellar year. Yes, I'm hyped.
You hyped? I'm hyped.
Bro, you hyped?
I am hyped.
All right.
My balls are sweating. I'm so hyped.
That's some hype right there, guys.
It really is.
So what do we got video game wise coming out in 2018? In no particular order, because we did not put them in any order.
No, we did not. We got Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out in quarter 2, 2018.
Perfect.
I never played this game.
Well, what's your thought on open world games?
Yes. No. Sometimes. Like, I love the Arkham games. I consider Arkham City and
Arkham City is definitely open world, 100%.
Even Arkham Knight's open world.
Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum, not so much.
But those
are way more open world than the others. Yeah,
I like GTA. I like you know, seeing how many stars I can get.
This is. What are your thoughts on westerns?
I like them. Honestly, this might be my ignorance. Did they ever do like a PlayStation 4 version of Red Dead Redemption?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
It might just be like they re-released it for PS4. Because I'm pretty sure they re-released it for Xbox One.
Okay.
But the Xbox One is backwards compatible. It's tricky.
Gotcha.
You should definitely get into it. Red Dead Redemption, I have not really put any time into a Grand Theft Auto. I'm big on Saints Row. Rockstar's made great games like Bully and Red Dead Redemption, but I've never gotten into Grand Theft Auto or really open world games until Red Dead Redemption.
Sure.
And that game I sunk hours into. I mean, honestly, the reason why I wanted to play it was because it had that awesome zombie expansion, Undead Nightmare.
Okay, yeah.
But like I couldn't play that without playing the Source, so I was like, I'm just gonna play the Source material, and I fucking loved it. It was great. I'm pretty hyped for this. It's like a prequel,
which
is good because the last one kind of ends at the end of the Wild West, so you can't really go any further than that.
You can, but yeah,
you really can't.
You can.
I mean, it dealt with the whole, you know, civilization moving west and cities building.
Right.
So once you take away the mystique of the Wild West, you can't really go to the Wild West, huh?
You can. You can always go home.
What else we got?
We got Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
Yes.
This.
I am hyped for this.
Yeah, so am I. Like, it's a 2D Dragon Ball fighting game. I'm all for it. I can't wait. It
looks gorgeous.
Can't wait to beat your ass in it.
You will beat my ass in it.
Definitely will.
I'm gonna play as who's your main gonna be? You know who's in the game? I'm gonna be Tien.
I'm
Tien's
sorry.
My boy. Tien's my boy, bro.
Yeah. Adult Tien Gohan. Shinsan. Adult Gohan or Adult Teen Gohan.
Mm. Teen Gohan is pretty good too.
You're still dead.
I love the Cell saga.
Yeah, dude, I could play as Krillin and you're gonna die.
But you know what? They're actually introducing some Dragon Ball Super villains.
I heard,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it. I can't wait.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be that guy. Gonna be like, hope for a Switch version to come out. I'm still gonna probably pick it up on PS4.
You should.
And I doubt they're gonna announce anything because it comes out in January, I believe. Sure.
Yep, January 28th, 2018.
Perfect. Yeah, I doubt they're going to announce a Switch version that soon, between then. Yeah. We even like to be like, hey, it's coming out in March, guys. I'm going to pick it up. And then if it comes out, then I'm going to just resell it and pick it up for Switch.
Great.
But I'm super hyped.
All right, we got God of War coming out in quarter one.
This is...
has been so talked about.
Absolutely, yeah, because it's such a new... look to God of War. It's almost like God of War had, Norse mythology.
Yep.
But it's almost like God of War and Last of Us combined games.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say that because
I just did.
Well, I'm gonna correct you.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yes, we've been seeing him play. Like all the gameplay we've seen is him with that little brat.
Yeah.
We don't know if. That kid could die in those first battles that we're shown. So I'm not gonna say it's gonna be like a Last of Us.
But I don't think it's definitely more story based. I don't think it's as just action heavy as the previous ones.
I just hope I never mind.
What?
I just wanna bang whores in a tavern.
You probably will.
I hope so.
And then the kids are gonna cry and be like, "What are you doing that?
Yeah,
daddy?
Fucking here, swam my finger."
Ugh, what else we got? Please get us away from that.
You brought it.
You unleashed the monster. God of War.
God of something. Spider-Man.
Yes. PS4.
This is PS4 exclusive, right?
Yes, it's done by, I believe, Insomniac Games.
Nice. Coming
no,
up.
No, I'm an idiot. It's done by...
Yeah, well, I'm glad someone said, finally.
Not done by Insomniac. Yeah.
All right, this comes out the first half.
Take it back.
Of 2018, never.
All right. I'm hyped for it.
He'll say something stupid.
I'm hyped. I really hope it's good. That's all I gotta say about that.
It does look very open worldish.
I played a lot of. Oh yeah, no, absolutely. But dude, all they gotta do is just take those games. Like, I get like it's Spider-Man. He's a different character altogether than like Batman. But like, just take that template. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, here's the deal. Oh, you can't have Firefly, but throw in the Beetle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Hobgoblin. You got all these characters. You can just basically insert.
Not for you and the Hobgoblin decorating.
I fucking love the Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
You have Kraven. I see a whole bunch of, like, animal shit coming around. Like, you know, some pelts. You gotta collect them.
Really?
Collect his pelts.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
I'm super hyped for that.
I
hope it's really good. Insomniac, don't let me down.
Hey, Tony Hawk, right?
That was never soft.
Oh, shit. I'm an idiot.
That was a fucking pull on my part.
That was. No More Heroes 2018.
No More Heroes. I love this franchise.
Yeah, no, I remember you've tried to get me to play it.
Yeah,
I refuse. I don't know why.
Well, it's not from it's super fucking anime otaku bullshit. It's basically a dude just goes online and buys a fucking lightsaber and he's like, I'm an assassin now. And like the first two games for Wii is just basically him killing other assassins. This one coming out for Switch is going to be, oh man, if I remember correctly, it's like not necessarily episodic, but it's going to have like different parts, and each part is going to be co-produced by like an indie developer.
Okay.
So I didn't show you the trailer, but the trailer is basically someone hunting down the character, Travis Touchdown. Like that fucking name alone is like, okay, this is a serious fucking game. Relax, it's not that bad. I could come up with a better name real fast.
Huh?
Come up with a better name right now. No, right now. You can't.
Wait, Travis Touchdown?
Yeah. Don't make it a sports thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, it's Sammy Softball.
Sammy Softball. Anyway.
Anyway, so the trailer...
tracking, hunting.
Yeah, he's hunting down Travis Touchdown, and Travis Touchdown is in his little RV thing, his, like, trailer home.
Okay.
He's playing Hotline Miami.
Okay.
And Hotline Miami is a more recent... uber violent, super stylized video game from Devolver Digital, the same way No More Heroes was 5 years before that on the way. So it's going to be a lot of, like, you know, maybe do like a video game crossover sort of thing. Okay. You know what I mean? But I'm super, super excited for that. And it's coming out this year at some point. It was announced like third quarter last year.
All right.
So 2017 last year.
We got, we got Shadow of the Colossus coming out February 6th. I'm gonna pick this up. I only beat two Colossi in the first one, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, no, I played the remake. I'm sorry, the re-release on PS3.
Right,
I loved it. Before that though, I played the PS2 game, and it was like a late PS2 game.
Right,
so it kind of glitched out a lot.
Oh yeah,
and it really took me out of the game. Yeah. But I still had it because I played Ico at Ico. Echo.
The Dolphin?
No, Echo. That's Echo.
Oh. Oh, okay. I know what game you're talking about now. Okay.
I'm not going to say the name again because I'm
no, Echo, sure. I think you were right.
Echo.
Yeah.
Ico. It should be Ico, I feel. All
right, anyway.
But it is Ico.
Moving along.
So, I'm really hyped for it. Sure. I know it's a remake and it's going to be the same thing, but it looks so good. And it's coming out for PS4.
Nice.
It looks so good. And it's coming out soon, baby. February.
Very good, very good. Now we also have Mega Man 11.
Mega Man 11, we were talking about this last episode.
Yeah.
That's coming out
quarter four.
At some point this year. Yeah, so late 2018.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited for it.
I'm stoked. I say I'm stoked for this, and then I'm sure I'll get stuck on like Cutman and I'll be done. Like, nah, I've played 3 out of the 11 Mega Mans that are out all the way through.
Oh, okay.
That's a good record.
It's more than me. I've never beaten a traditional Mega Man game.
All right. So that covers video games.
All right. What are we switching to now?
Movies.
It's going to be a big movie year. And we're hyped for some of them.
Yeah.
What are we hyped for?
Black Panther, February 16th.
Black Panther. Hyped for that.
Jeez, that looks so good.
Yeah, man. I like the art it's going in. I like the style it's got.
Yep. Absolutely. I agree.
I hope it does well.
We got Pacific Rim 2, March 23rd.
Right.
Giant Robots Fighting Giant Monsters Part 2. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Sign me up.
The trailer's got me hype. I'm hyped for the movie. I gotta see the other one again. The first one.
Avengers Infinity War.
We don't need to talk about this fucking movie.
Yeah, it's not gonna do anything.
But no, it's
it comes from a little studio.
A little indie studio called Marvel.
Yeah, it's gonna be so fucking...
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I really... Oh, man. I hope it does.
It is.
I was hyped for Last Jedi.
Well...
And I walked away. I mean, but don't get me wrong. This is going to be more of the same. And I'm okay with it. Infinity War. Like, it's going to be like, yes, give me these wacky sets and these characters running around and interacting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hyped for it.
This is going to be good.
Hopefully... It's going to be good.
It's going to be damn good. And we also got Deadpool 2 coming out in June.
Deadpool, untitled Deadpool sequel, or whatever the hell it's called.
Should be good.
I'm hyped for that.
Should be good. I love the first one.
Right?
I really did.
And I feel like it's going to have not that much Disney interference, because I feel like it should be pretty well cooked.
I think there are going to be pot shots.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are going to be pot shots taken. So
it will. If any character is going to do it, it's going to be Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yep.
But you got Cable up in this mix.
Josh Brolin in two big movies.
That's true, yeah.
You know,
under the same umbrella now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, shit.
Should have seen that one coming.
What does that mean?
Josh Brolin is... Shut up.
What do you mean? He's Thanos and Cable.
He's Thanos and Cable. Right. And like, from that point on, as soon as that was announced, I was kind of like, it's happening. It's going to happen.
You think that Josh Brolin getting double booked in two comic books?
I think it predicted it.
Oh, my God.
I think it
predicted it. Did you see that scene? Simpsons predicted it?
I'm so tired of that.
But, like, they say it was a picture of 20th Century Fox logo, and it said probably Walt Disney Company. That's pretty funny.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. We'll get into that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Save it for Tom's Soapbox.
It's coming up.
Oh, is it? I was unaware. What else we got?
Glow. Season 2.
That's it for movies.
That's what we had.
What about the Spider-Man movie, man? It's Into the Spider-Verse. That I should have put in.
You didn't.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right, fine.
It's coming out in December. We talked about it already. Yes. Hype for it.
Hyped.
All right. TV shows.
Glow.
Oh, we did not research the TV show. I don't know if Glow's coming back. I think Glow's coming back.
Yeah, no. People are filming. Like, I know Chavo Guerrero has been on site.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I've loved Glow.
Yeah.
Glow was great.
I really dug it. I think it's due for a second viewing soon.
Absolutely.
Just so I could get re-familiar.
It's a quick view, too.
It is.
Like it's
10 episodes, 30 minutes.
They're respectful to the wrestling business, absolutely, which is great. And I love the time period it's put into. A lot of the characters are over the top in a funny way and not, like, too much. I'm excited. And we didn't research it. I hope it's coming out 2018.
I'm pretty sure.
Might have to cut this whole bit.
We got Lovesick.
Lovesick is a Netflix original. Well, it's now a Netflix original. It was assumed from like a British company.
BBC, probably.
It was originally called Scrotal Recall, which that's a fucking title. So thank God they changed it. And so what it's dealing with these three friends. One of them finds out that they have, gonorrhea, crabs, some shit? An STD.
Yeah.
So he's got to go back to his love life. And you follow his stories of when he first meets, like, the loves of his life, because he's a hopeless romantic, this guy. And how he rekindles, you know, some previous loves, or, you know, buries the hatchet and, you know, builds a bridge, and, you know, whatever. And his other friends, you know, one is hopelessly in love with him, the other one is super male pig chauvinist.
Sure.
But all these characters are awesome.
Yeah.
They're well written.
Oh, yeah.
I showed you like two episodes.
I dug it. I liked it.
It's coming back first thing in January, January 1st. So
nice.
Definitely going to binge watch the fuck out of that. And yeah, I'm hyped for that.
All right. We also got the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, man. January.
Yeah. January 28th, 2018.
That's always a big Wall Street Bangers, Rude Boys event.
I'm sure that whole weekend we'll be doing stuff.
Yeah, we'll have something out for that.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Maybe we'll do like a live, I'll record it and we'll do like a live cast. I'll get the good bits out of it.
Yeah.
As long as you don't make some dead air. But like right now, like what that was.
I didn't want to talk over you, bitch.
What do we got?
We got Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, I was really a fan of.
Yep, coming out March 8th, 2018.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait to feel like I need a shower after each episode.
Yeah, that was the best part. I'm not going to lie. Like, I like Daredevil out of the Netflix series that have come out yet. But I feel like Jessica Jones, I could tell people to watch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, because it was less superhero stuff. Like, yeah, it had, like, Kilgrave in it, and he had powers. But you didn't need to really shut your brain off for those powers.
No.
He basically had, like, the power of persuasion.
Yeah.
Like, and it made people uncomfortable. Like, that's really all you need to know. And it made the viewer uncomfortable at times. That was really cool.
That was very cool.
I hope this season is even better.
Miscellaneous thing that I'm super hyped about that we just acquired is the Rude Boys are taking Manhattan March 3rd, 2018.
That is true, yeah. Rude Boys take Manhattan.
We will be going to Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Yep. Their final battle, which is like their...
It's some sort of pay-per-view, but I think it's final battle. I think you're right. But yeah, no, definitely always a good time
that's
when we
gonna
go.
Be, yeah, that's going to be an event.
That's going to be a lot
out
of fun.
In the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yep.
So, you know, the house that ECW built. Yeah. Really, the arena, whatever.
And then...
What else are we hyped for, Tom?
This is a personal hype.
Okay, what do you got?
This is big.
Okay.
More fanboy butthurt. I'm so hyped to hear about petitions being made to get Thanos out of the Marvel Universe because they don't like his chin. Meh! Sad. Yeah, prince. Sad. But yeah, that's 2018 in a nutshell, babies.
You're like the king of the shoehorn, man. You just gotta shoehorn whatever fucking agenda you have.
Yep.
And it's great. Don't get me wrong. It's your signature move.
It is.
And it's great. Like, we'll have a conversation about nothing, and you just be like, hey, you know what else sucks? Like, awful segue, first off, just to reference something you hate.
Well, what about before?
Don't you hate pants?
What about before, where I jump from talking about the wrestling event to Taco Bell?
You also got a scattershot approach with your conversation skills. Don't get me wrong, I love it. Hence why, I mean, this podcast, we should have a more off the cuff Rude Boys After Hours. We've been off discussed, but
we've been
that's gonna be
been slacking.
That's gonna be dark. So I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to say have a happy holiday. Have a merry Christmas.
We ain't doing shit right now, first off, because we right now got the giving of the gifts.
Oh, giving of the
gifts. The giving of the gifts.
All right.
So, who to go first? Who goes first?
You'll go first.
I'll go first?
All right.
So,
because clearly I phoned it in.
No, this is fine. So I got this nice gift from Tom. It's got some nice Marvel wrapping paper on it. Hulk, Ant-Man, all the heavy hitters.
No Cap, though. Was Cap there?
Cap was there. Yeah, no, he's there. Okay, good. Same right there. No Spidey, though, so this was obviously
pre-purchase,
which is weird. That whole licensing thing is so weird.
It is.
And then we got... Whoa! Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2.
Whoa!
This, my friend, is going to be... Ooh, and a B-Dub-Dub's gift card. Nice. This wasn't the one I refused from you, right? Was it?
Huh?
This isn't the one I refused
from
you.
Don't worry about what that is.
That's all funny. Oh, dude, thank you, man.
No problem, man.
Add
no
it
problem.
To the... Well, we'll play this, 100%.
I know.
And it's out for Switch, so this will be fun. Know. Nice, bro. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, so... Here, open up that.
All right.
So I got you this.
All right.
What do you got? This is some generic wrapping paper I had in the house.
What? Return of the... Batman 1966. Return of the Caped Crusaders. And Batman vs. Two-Face. That is awesome.
So these are the two animated Batman 66 cartoons.
Yeah. And William Shatner voices Two-Face.
Yep.
That is awesome, man. Very cool.
I feel like Batman 66 is just a fun...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the last Adam West...
Yeah.
Definitely portrayal of Batman. I don't know if that's the last thing he's done. But
yeah, no, that... You are
Return,
correct.
Return of Two-Face or whatever the hell. But so... I was like, yeah, I think that's something Tommy's got to get.
Yeah, definitely.
Add it to the collection.
That is very cool. Very, very cool, my brother.
And then one more thing.
Oh, boy.
A bigger box.
Is this a box within a box?
That would be fucking hilarious. It's not, though. He's opening it up and it's a cardboard box.
I'm like... All right. Can you open?
By your left hand. There you go.
Yeah, there you are. What did you do?
I saw this.
What?
To be completely fair, I picked one up for myself also. So what it is it's a slide it down. There you go. It is a collection of Spider-Man figures plus the Sinister Six in like a retro
art
look. And it's the original Sinister Six too, so it's got your boy in there.
That is
crazy.
It's got
fat ass purple Dr. Octopus and
Yo, you could just hang that up on
exactly,
the wall.
Exactly, yeah. And never get laid.
I'm already not getting laid, so it's all...
Oh, good. Tommy.
Hey, ladies, I'm single, and I like Spider-Man.
I think that's going to be the title.
Single?
So, yeah, I mean, I got one for myself, too, and I was like, yeah, Tom would like this. So.
Dude, that is badass. I like that. I dig that. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy, you got it, man.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you, Rude Nation, or whatever
Christmas.
You do celebrate, even though it's going to come out after the fact. Maybe I'll get this out for Christmas. Who knows?
It'll be awesome.
A Christmas miracle. Oh, Tiny Tim joined us.
Oh. I just kicked him.
Oh, man, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Because
he was saying bad shit about Last Jedi.
Yep.
Tiny Tim. Nobody gets any fucking free rides here on the Rude Boys Gamecast.
Damn straight.
In case you didn't realize, this was the Rude Boys Gamecast. And we talk about video games on the regular.
So much.
But we can be reached on Twitter at RudeBoys469 and on Facebook, facebook.com/RudeBoys469 and our YouTube channel, bit.ly/RudeBoysRudeTube. And if you're listening to this for some other reason, not on the Podbean network, what's wrong with you? Download the app and get our episodes whenever they come out. But it's at rudeboys.podbean.com. If you want to reach me on Twitter, I'm at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS. Tom is racing in his head to make sure he gets his Twitter account right.
I am Tommy _
word.
Cash with a K.
Yep. And that's it, man.
That's it.
That's been the Rude Boys Gamecast.
Yeah.
Big up to Santa Claus. Thank you for making the appearance.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim, not so much, but whatever. I'm sure the polio will take him.
Stop getting mouthy about it, Last Jedi. Little shit.
Exactly.
One more thing I'm hyped for 2018.
Oh, shit.
doing more podcasts.
Aww.
See, I got a sweet spot.
Aww.
I'm like a Sour Patch Kid.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
Cock.
God damn it. And on that note, have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
This has been a Wall Street Bangers production.
Yeah.